If you don't live in Vermont's smallest city, Vergennes, you could be forgiven for not following the local mayor's race or who's running for city council, but a lot has happened in this small city over a tumultuous past few months. A mayor was pressured to resign, multiple city councilors stepped down, and an interim mayor made claims of corruption in a city that was, quote, in a mess. But a new Vergennes mayor was elected last week, and Matthew Chabot says he did so to get Vergennes back on track. Matthew Chabot has worked previously in city government as a city councilor and town manager in Vergennes, and now he's the new mayor. And he joins us on the line to talk about what's happening in Vergennes. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Mitch. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Looking over the past 8 months or so, we saw Mayor Jeff Fritz resign from the position, multiple city councilors, as I mentioned, stepping down. There were petitions from the public, city manager had to leave the job, and some acrimonious council meetings. That's a lot for a small city. Can you sort of give us a summation of what happened?
We, over the course of the last really 2.5 or 3 years, Mitch, have gone through some significant changes with the administration and our council. We had a long service city manager of over 30 years who resigned. And, you know, I came in, stepped down from city council, came into the role of city manager and worked with the council for over 15 months. We hired a new manager in January of 2020. Things started off well enough. And by midsummer, there was a significant division between the city manager and the mayor and some members of the council as well.
Were these divisions of, you know, a philosophical bent? Was it about actual policy? I'm just trying to get an idea of what it was that caused so much rancor.
You know, if I were to try to put a nail on it, I would say that it started in the previous year with discussions regarding reducing the police department budget. And then, you know, over the course of 2019 with Black Lives Matter coming to the forefront, it really kind of just pulled the lid off the community. And we were as divided as the country was, where there really seemed to be two different camps. Either you supported Black Lives Matter or you supported our local police department. Many of our residents supported both, as do I. But it really created a schism through our community.
Now, I want to ask about these allegations from the outgoing mayor, Lynn Donnelly, said there was a lot of corruption in Vergennes and the city was a mess. Now, there was never any specifics around that word corruption. Do you know what Lynn Donnelly was talking about there?
It kind of goes back to, you know, the police department budget. It came down to differences of opinion as to what the mayoral responsibilities could be. I met with Lynn prior to running for mayor, and we had a good conversation. I've met extensively with our new city manager, Ron Redmond, who is the former executive director to the Church Street Marketplace, about the word corruption. And, you know, there's really nothing on a corrupt level. There are issues related to our fiscal audit. And again, I think that really can be laid at the feet of having three city managers in a very short period of time. I think that learning process was easier for some than others. You know, unlike many communities, our audit problem is that we actually had more money than we had anticipated.
More money, but that's not the worst problem to have either, if I'm reading that correctly.
That's correct. You know, there are multiple municipalities within the state of Vermont. I think the number is 15 right now that are struggling with reconciliations and other accounting and financial matters, due in part to administrative offices, for the most part, were shut down for over 6 months last year.
Mayor Chabot, I appreciate your candor about these issues regarding Black Lives Matter. And I want to ask about some data on traffic stops, an analysis from UVM professor Stephanie Seguino, who found that Black drivers in Vergennes are stopped, searched, and ticketed more than three times more often than white drivers are. I'm wondering what you can do as mayor to address both this racial disparity in policing and the voices in the community who protested this summer.
Well, although I ran uncontested, Mitch, I did have a platform of inclusivity. We have a storied history in Vergennes, but we have also invited and welcomed a lot of new voices. They have a different perspective than we may have been living under previously. So my objective is to ensure that everybody has a seat at the table and that their voices are heard.
What are some of your short-term goals as you move into this new job as mayor? Maybe some things that were sidelined in the last few months that you'd like to get to quickly.
Sure. Thank you. My first objective is really to help stabilize the council and our central administration. The second, as you indicated, some things that are very important to Virgins have been put on the back burner over the last 8 or 9 months, not the least of which is the Virgins Economic Corridor to get over 800 tractor-trailer trucks off Main Street. That's a daily tally. In order for us to do that, we're going to have to build an alternate truck route around the city of Virgins. This has been talked about for many years, but we actually have very good traction to keep working on that. We'd like to see that come to fruition in the next 11 or 12 years. The other opportunity that we have is regarding our wastewater treatment plant. Every time we get a microburst or a serious downpour, we are having discharges into Otter Creek, which obviously find their way into Lake Champlain, and that's something that the city takes very seriously. We're working with an engineering firm and again with the state of Vermont to get a remediation plan put in place, which will probably include a new collection system and potentially a new wastewater treatment plant itself.
I imagine there, you know, must have been a lot of hard feelings given everything that happened over the last year that we've talked about here. But I'm wondering how you would describe your relationship now with this group of city councilors and what you hope to accomplish with them, maybe longer term.
I'm very pleased with the team. It's a very well-rounded group of individuals, Mitch. We have, again, the 30-year city manager is on the council. You know, we have newer folks, new members to our community as well. And I've asked this council again to please take a step back and let's figure out how we can move forward together. From what I believe to be the professionalism and experience of this team, I believe that we can get there quickly.
Matthew Chabot is the new mayor of Vermont's smallest city, Virgins. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.